We're up to Zion Amid Beis. Dover Acher. Why is the Torah compared to the three liquids, water, milk, and wine? Mashlosha mashkim halolo ein nifsolam ele behesach adas. At divrei Torah ein mishtachin ele behesach adas. Just like these three liquids are very, not thick liquids. So if something gets mixed in with them, if you don't watch them, if something falls into them, it passels them, makes them not drinkable, unlike, Rashi says, honey or thick liquids where the psolus rises to the top. So too, if you don't keep your mind on Torah and review it all the time, you'll forget it. Rashi, behesach hadas, shim lo yishmrein yofa yunishpachet. On no for the token dover mos, and it's solim milishtos. The dover kal yosim yishem and advash, shemitos shehim avim tsofa psolus v'mala, the efshar adam notel ha'elyon v'zorko lechutz. The tachton bar v'noki, ma she'en kem b'mashket solul, she'eno av, clear, alas. Rashi says one of two things. Either if you don't watch it, it's going to spill, or something will fall into it, and it's not easy to separate the thing that falls into Masha Inkain with other liquids that are thicker. Behesach Adas, same thing with Torah. Yemeinu Machzirim Tov, if you don't review them constantly, you're going to forget them. You have to keep your mind on them constantly. Omra Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Godul Yom Akshomim Kiyom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz. A rainy day is as great as the days the heavens were created, Shenemar, or heavens and earth. Shenemar Harifu Shemayim Imal Ushchokim Yizlu Tzedek Tiftach Eretz VeYifru Yesha Utzdoka Tatzmiach Yachad Ani Hashem Brosiv. Says Brosiv, Brosim Lo Nemar. It doesn't say I created them, which would be going back on Shemayim Va'aretz. But Brasiv, I created the rains. And the Marsha points out that he uses the Lashon Bora, which means Yesh Me'ayim, as opposed to Yatsar or whatever, that by rains, the same Lashon of creation is used as by creation of heaven and earth. Rashi, Shenemar, Harifu Shemayim Nimal, Ushchokim Yizgut Tzedek, Tiftach Eretz Yifru Yesha, Utzdoka Tatzmiach Yachad, Ani Hashem Brasiv, Brosim lo nemar, demashma ashchokim yizlukoi. It's going back on the, what's it called, not on the heavens. Elani Hashem brosiv v'talumotar. It's going back on the rain. And it uses the lashon of brosiv, the same as shomayim v'oritz. Shma minosh mishtabeach u'mispor ha'kodesh baruch v'motar v'mtar ha'shomayim. The Rabbanu Shalom finds glory in that he brings rain just like he created heaven and earth. Omar, what?
Is it just
Eretz
Israel or the whole world?
The rain? Wherever it rains. Omar Avoshia, Godel Yom Aksharet, Gishomim, Shafilu Yeshua, part of a Ravabo. On a rainy day, it has a school of bringing Yeshua. Salvation grows on a rainy day. Shenemar, Tiftach Eretz, V'yifru Yesha. It sprouts salvation. Rashi, Yeshua, part of a Ravabo, Melitze Schus. It's an ace rotzel. All kinds of angels that bring defense attorneys are created on a rainy day, or they come before the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenizkar Yeshua mitoch she'ace rotzelu. It's a very auspicious time. Listen, the krov yirfu yesha ve'emosai b'zman she'ashchokim yizlu tzedek. When the rains come, then there's what's it called? There's a proliferation of salvation. Omrevi tanchum bar chanilai ein hagishomim yordim elin kei nimchlu avosim shal Yisrael. Rains don't come until the averus of Klal Yisrael are forgiven. Shneema rotzisu Hashem artzecha shavta shvus Yaakov nososa avon amecha kisisa kol chatosam sela. Ratzis Hashem Artzecha is when with rain, and it says that the sins have been forgiven. So it's also a sign that the sins have been forgiven, but it's also a tznai. I think the Sfasemis says that's why we pray for rain, and the rainy season starts right after Yom Kippur. First you need Mechilas Avonos, then you can have rain. Omer Le Ziri Midi Yehovis L'Ravina. Ziri, Ziri from the Yehovah, said to Ravina, not the regular Ziri. The regular Ziri never saw Ravina. But this was a different Ziri, Ziri from the Yehovah. So he said to Ravina, Asu mehocha masnisu, you learned from this pasuk, anan mehocha masnisu. I learned the same thing from a different pasuk. The Yatva tishma shamayim, the solach dolechatos. Listen from the heavens, meaning bring rain, when the solach dolechatos amecha. Omrab tanchum bereid reb chia, ish kvar aku, ein hakshomim netzorim, elen ken ischaivu sonem shal Yisrael kloya. The rains are held back, it's a sign that Klal Yisrael is chayiv kloya, they're chayiv to be destroyed. And again, sonem shal Yisrael is a euphemism. Instead of saying Klal Yisrael, it says that the enemies of Klal Yisrael, puts the klal on them. But it really means Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, tzia gam chom, yigizlu meimei shelet. Right, tzia and heat will take away the waters that come from the snows, the rain. Sha'ol chotu, because they sinned.
What's tzia?
What? Tzia gam chom. Tzia is hot air, I think. Like a sharab, something like that. Rashi. Rotsisa Hashem Artzecha b'may. Nasasa avon anecha miyad. Omer lei mar ziri midi havas lervina. Ziri stam hoyim in arishonim. Ziri was from the early Amoroi. Ravina Sofaroi. Ravina, Ravashi and Ravina were the end of the Amoroi. Lo rose, they never saw each other. So therefore the Gemara makes a point to say it was Ziri midi Yehovas, a different Ziri. Yata tishma shemayim, omer v'nosata mitart al artzom b'tfila g'shlomo. This is in Shlomo's tfila, speaking about asking for rain. You'll hear from the heavens and bring them rain. Tziyo gam chom yigzulu meimei shelek, kishetziyo gam chom gozli mimos ha-shelek, sheinem yordim martar, kemishpatim biyadua sheshol chatu. Right, if you see that, what's it called, that the heat waves come and they steal away the snows and the rain, it's because they sha'ol chatu, it's because they sinned. What did you say tziyah is?
Dryness.
Dryness, okay.
I didn't know, it's the yogesh.
Yeah, so like sharaf, hot, dry winds or whatever. Okay.
Chorev means
wings? What? Chorev means hot, dry things, yeah. And yovish is dry, hot and dry. Okay. Omer lei ziri midi Yehovas l'ravina asun mehocha masnisa. You learn it from there, that unless they're chayiv kloya, that's a sign why the rains are held back. I learned from a different place. Ma'anoam mehocha masnisa lo, v'osra sashamayim, right, v'avadita mehera. It says, v'osra sashamayim, when, v'avadita mehera, me'al ha'oretz ha'tova. Right, if you're chayiv kloya, that's when the Rabban Hashem holds back the rains. Omer of Chizda, Ein Akshom Netzorim El Rishvil Bittel Trumos Umaisus. Right, the Kshomim are held back because people don't give Trumos Umaisus. Shenemar Tziya Gamchom Yigzlu Meimei Shelet. My Mashma, where do you see from there that has to do with Trumos Umaisus? Chonad Rebbe Shmuel, Dvil Vorem Shetzivisi Asem Yimos Hachama, from the things I commanded you when it was hot, meaning in the summer, Velo Asisem, which is Trumos Umaisus, Yigazlu mikem meimei shelet b'mosak shomen. That's why the snows and rains don't come in the rainy season. Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, ein aksham netzorim el b'shvil misapri lashon hara. Another reason why rains are held back is because of lashon hara. Shenema ruach tzafon techol el geshem uponim nizomim lashon seisim. Right, Rashi. Velo yeh mator v'somech levavaditem. It puts together the fact that we're chayiv kloya, chayiv to be destroyed, but the holding back of the rain. Tzia, dorish loshen tzivui dvorim. Tzia, we're using a drash to say tzivui, commands. The things that were commanded in the hot, dry season, right, because of the things that were commanded you didn't do, that's why there goes rain. Shetzivis yeschem b'yemosachama, trumos ha'maisris, gozlu me'me shelegas ha'mater. Ruach tzofon techol el geshem Uponim nizomim lashon seser. Techolel tevatel. Techolel means to take away. Kamolo yachil devaro. Don't make your words chulin. In other words, don't abrogate your words. So techolel means to make a vacuum, a halal, right? Don't take away what geshem. Don't take away rain. Can I'm reading b'avamos the ruach tzav on boru. A north wind is a very clear wind. Umevi ora la'olam. It disperses the clouds and brings light to the world. Ma shegeshomim netzarim. Uponim nizomim shemara kodesh baruch hu she'eno medimotu la'olam mipnei loshen sheker. Rechilis, rechilis. Right? Loshen seser, things that people speak in hiding, they're afraid to say them outright. So it's sheker. And loshen hara. And rechilis. Upshat ha-mikra, what's the pasha? Pshat, that's a drash. That when, what's it called? Ruach tzofam techol geshem, a north wind will take away the rain, and God will have an angry face, because of Lashon Seser, because of Rechilas. What's his Pashup Shat? Kishem Sheruach Tzofen Techolu Geshem, Kach Ponim Nizomim Mipnei Lashon Sheker. Just like the north wind will take away the rain, so too, Ponim Nizomim, God has angry face because of Lashon Hara. Right there. Omer of Salo, Omer of Hamanuna, Enak Shom Netzorim Ela Bishvil Aziponim. The rains are held back because of people with chutzpah. Shenemar vayimonu revivim umalkosh lohoya umetzach isha zon lohoya loch. Because you had a forehead of the chutzpah, of, what's it called, a forehead like a zona, who doesn't have any shame. That's why vayimonu revivim umalkosh. That's why the rains were held back. There's a shayla. Some achronim learn that each one of these is arguing the other one. What's the main reason why rains are held back? And others learn that they're all emes, that they're held back for all of these reasons. And when you see that there's no rain, a person has to look then and see which of these reasons apply to him or to that generation. Omer of Sala, Omer of Hamanuna, call Adam Sheesh lo Azus Panim Sof Nichshol Baveira. A person who has chutzpah has no, he's brazen. So in the end, he's going to do averus. Shenemar, umetzach isha zon avero here means immoral averus. Because he has no shame. Umetzach isha zon nahoyalach. So it's going to lead to his nos. Rav Nachman Omer, biyadua shenichshol avero. Not only is it going to lead him to avero, you can be sure that he's already been nichshol in avero. Shenemar hoyalach, velo nemar yiyalach. Doesn't say it will be, it was. Omer Rabba Barafuna, kolam sheish lasis ponim mutter likroso rasha. Persons of Mechutzif, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. No matter what the lawyers say, you're allowed to call him a Rasha. Shenemar, ha'ez ish Rasha b'fonov. Right? That ha'ez ish, a person who has asus, a person who has chutzpah, he's a Rasha. You can call him in the States a Rasha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, mutter l'shnosi, you're allowed to hate him. Shenemar, and the reason you're allowed to hate him, you're allowed to hate anybody who did an aveira and didn't do tshuva. Shenemar, va'az ponov, Yeshuna, al tikra Yeshuna ele Yisna. A person is asponim, you can hate. Omer of Katina, even though it's a mitzvah v'yahavta re'acha kamocha, this kind of person is excluded from that. Omer of Katina, ein hagshom netzorim ele b'shvil bitl Torah. Shenemer ba'atzlasayim yimach ha'mekore. B'shvil atzl shahoy b'Yisrael, because they were lazy and didn't learn Torah, shalawasku b'Torah, nasa sonu shalakodesh baruch hu moch. That the Rabbanu Shalom Kibiyachol became weak. In other words, you weakened the Rabbanu Shalom for bringing you rain. The ain moch ela oni. Moch means to become poor. Shenemar v'imochu merkecha. Right? If he's too poor to give the set amount of the erech of what's it called that he promised. The ain mekore ela kodesh baruch hu. Mekore refers to the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemar ha-mekore b'mayim aliyosof. So the Mekorah becomes poor because of Bittul Torah, meaning you take away the Rabban Shalom's strength to give you rain. Rav Yosef Omer Mehocher, Rav Yosef says another source for that. The Atah lo ra'u or boyer, lo ra'u or boyer hu bishchokim, v'ruach ovra v'titarein, right, that you didn't see light and in the heavens, and a wind came and cleared the heavens of the clouds. The ain or of a Torah, because lo ro or, because they didn't see Torah, which is or, shenemer ki near mitzvah the Torah or, boyer hu bishvach, and that's why the skies are clear and there's no clouds. It doesn't rain. She? Ve'imonu revivim, mishum de me'anta yikolin, because you don't have any shame, shahoyu b'cho azus, you're brazen, hoyu mashu k'var nichshol. Mashu, they're not gonna, going to sin, you can be sure he already sinned. Ha'ez ish, yesh bo azus pon, a person who's brazen, emer lo rasha b'fonim, call him a rasha to his face. Ve'ein bo mishum malchus. And you don't get malchus, you usually call a person a rasha, you're over an iser. K'damrinu m'seches k'dushin, u'mishum dover zebul vad, mutu l'kros a rasha. For if you have no other reason, just the guy is chutzpah, you're allowed to call him a rasha. Mutu l'shnos, you're allowed to hate him. Afagav d'chsiv, you'll have to recha kamocha, he's not included. The az ponim yishuna, the oz ksiv chaser vav, or the oz, really, the oz, ponav yishuna. It's written without a vav, mishu az ponim, therefore you can read it, but az ponim, yisne b'shva. Instead of yishuna, yisne, can hate him. Yimach, kimish ein bo koach lahorital matar. You're making God weak as if he doesn't have the power to bring you rain. The ato lo ro or, and they shall lo ro or shall Torah, because you didn't see the light of Torah, that's why the skies are clear. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Afilu Bisho Shirokiya Nasa Bahorin Bahorin, Lahori Talamotor, Ruach Ovra Vatitari. Because of Bittul Torah, even when the sky is partially cloudy, and it looks like it's going to rain, the wind comes and scatters the clouds. Omer Avami, Enak Shom Netzorim Ela Ba'oven Gezel. Another thing that causes drought is stealing. Shenemra Av Kapayim Kisa Or, the avon kapayim kisa or, because of the sin that you do with your palms, with your hands, the light is covered. Bein kapayim alachomas, kapayim refers to stealing. Shenemar umin achomas asher bekapayim. Bein or alamotor, and or over here refers to rain. Shenemar yofitz on an oro. The clouds will scatter their light, which means the rain. My takante, what's the takana if the door is chayev in gezel? Right, aside from returning the gezel, they ask, why did they ask over here, my takante? What about all the other ones? So the other ones are mostly bein olam lamakom. So the takana is the tshuva. But gezel, tshuva alone doesn't help. You have to make up what you did. So if you can't return the chamas or the gezel completely, then you have to be marbe b'tfila, yarbe b'tfila. That's an extra added thing, because this is bein olam lechaveru. Shenemar vayitzav aleha b'mavgiyah. Right? Commanded her to be mavgiyah. They ain't pgiyah l'tfilah. Pgiyah is a euphemism for tfilah. Shenemar v'ato al tispal barem hazeh v'al tifka bi. Right? Don't daven for them. Al tifka bi. Don't vayifka b'makom. Right? He pgiyah means
to entreat.
I know, but pogeya means that you meet somebody. You confront. That's the word. Confront. That's the word I'm looking for. Is confront. Okay. Confront. That's tefillah. Omer Avami, my deceive im keya habarzel v'hu lo ponim kilkel im ra'isha rakia shekia kebarzel. You see, the skies are like iron. They what's it called? They're strong, hard like iron. The rains don't come. Milahoris halamater. Mishpil ma'isador shemiku kolim. Because that there are chatoyim. The ma'isador are miku kolim. There's a kilkul. There's something not right with the door. Shenemar v'hu lo ponim kilkil. Right? V'hu lo ponim, because he didn't daven to the rabbanim from kilkil and the what's it called? There's a kilkul in the door. Matakanta. Yisgabru barachmin. What's the takana? Daven extra hard. Shenemar, v'chelim yigbar v'yisron hechsher chochma. Kol shkenim hushru maseh me'ekorah. Better not to sin and have to daven extra to make up for it. Better not to sin to begin with, then you don't need to correct it. Okay, Rashi. Afilo kehashamayim. Behorin, kamo baharis, menumer ba'ovim, it's scattered clouds. V'rotz l'horig gishom, and it looks like it's going to rain. Ruach ovra v'titarim v'fazeres ha'avim. A wind's going to come and scatter the clouds. Hamaloch af b'rishimo, yofitz on an oro, geshem shalo. The maloch that's memuna on rain is called af b'ri. And he, what's it called, makes the clouds bring their rain. Even though it says the mafteach of rain is in the hands of the Rabbanu Shalolam, but that's the Rabbanu Shalom creates the rain in the clouds. But the actual, what's it called, dispersion comes from this malach. The Rabbanu Shalom commands this malach to make the rain come. When he's confronted with tefillah, the Rabbanu Shalom makes the rain. Keya habarzel, kamo hakeya shino. Keya means to set something on edge, hit him hard. V'shinei bonim tikena. It's like they become, what's it called? Hit him, hakov here is not with a chaf. Doesn't mean to hit.
It's dull.
What?
It's a dull at night.
Dull, okay. Sorry, okay, dull, that's a good word. So when they look like dull like iron. Okay. V'hulo ponim kilko, shekilkulu hador. Because the door is mekalko, it's meisim, that's why the rains don't come. The koshkin hukshumaseim kodim lechem. Better not to do things wrong and have to correct them. Better not to do them wrong to begin with. V'achi mashma v'yisron hechsher. The yisron shehechsher lechachma im hechshiru maseim mitfila. Better that they didn't need all this tefillah because they were okay to begin with. Sheyavoak shom yoser. The rains will come better if you didn't sin to begin with than if you sin and you had to then correct it with an extra amount of tefillah.